come to gloat, Doctor.
On the contrary. I came to see if there was anything you wanted to say. Any final words before they freeze you.
How very humane. Gallifrey's come a long way since the days of molecular disintegration as a form of reprimand.
I'll convey your appreciation to the President.
Yes, of course. You're her errand boy now. What has the mighty Doctor been reduced to?
I'm still mighty enough to put a stop to your scheme. To trap you, to bring you back here.
Why? Why do you do their bidding?
It's called a responsibility. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. You're ashamed of what you are.
As Time Lords, we have power. Immense, unfettered power. We make a difference to the rest of the universe.
Precisely. We can change it, shape it in our own image.
Or we can grant people the freedom to live as they wish.
Boring, boring old Time Lords.
Which one of your personas is that?
Number three, isn't it?
Quiet! Be quiet now! You got caught!
He overreached himself, didn't take account of all the possible moves.
It seems your other selves blame you for their predicament. It must be very crowded in that head of yours.
All 11 of you.
I'd rather be in here with them than listening to your tedious moralizing.
As I say, we have great power. You choose to abuse it. I choose to clear up the mess you and others like you leave behind.
Doctor.
Cardinal Padrak.
The President is anxious to see you. She has another task, a final request.
Run along now, Madam President's little lapdog. We should have removed the Doctor from the equation when we had the opportunity.
Take him down.
Freezing compartment thing, zero cell activation code confirmed.
Where are we going? Will it be very cold?
Let me out, please. Let me out. It was the others. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I say, old chap, couldn't we come to some arrangement for old time's sake?
I'll kill you for this, Doctor. Dissect you. Dismember you. Kill, kill.
Be silent! All of you.
Cryogenic fluid ingestion in 10.
At least you won't be lonely anymore.
You haven't heard the last of me, Doctor. Getting out of here will be child's play. Child's play!
And this is the prison monitoring station. We will be watching your every move from here.
Thank you, Castellan. That makes me feel so much safer. So, the cells?
Is the prisoner out of cold stasis?
Yes, sir. We're bringing him round.
I hope you understand, Miss Kiani, this is not a trip to the Xeno Zoo. It's not some caged, exotic beast you've come to see.
Oh, I'll be doing more than looking, Castellan. This interview will be what lifts my thesis from merely A-star excellent to A-star distinction, insightful and outstanding.
There will be no physical contact. Do not allow him to engage you on any subject other than your questions.
Which have already been submitted and vetted, I understand. Cardinal Padrak explained all this when he signed the permission slip.
All right.
He's awake, sir.
There's a 5-level security lock on the inner and outer cell doors. The room itself is phased from Gallifrey in meantime by 0.35 seconds to ensure...
I know. I made a special study of the history of the Capital Prison Facility as part of my first-year dissertation. Imprisonment post-Sharda. Punishment or parole.
So long as you're clear. This is dangerous, and I'm in charge of your safety. I don't believe they've listed all our security protocols in the Academy textbooks. Yet?
I'll be sure to mention your diligence and concern in my appendices.
The prisoner is prepared, sir. He's in the interrogation cell.
The 11 is ready for his audience. Shall we? Come to Destrana, you said. The floor is spectacular, and the people are so very, very friendly.
How was I to know they'd fallen under the malign influence of an interdimensional spider god? How's that rope coming?
Getting there. You?
It's nearly out.
Good. When you said they'd be delighted to have us at the feast to celebrate their release, I thought I'd be choosing the menu, not on it.
I promise you, the next place we go will be calmer. More sedate.
No, I'm not asking for sedate. I'm just asking that it's not necessarily mortal peril every single time.
You would think they'd be a little more grateful. We freed them from mind slavery. Almost there.
Well, nothing says thank you like a skewer up the...
Done it!
Here. Can you do mine?
Damn, Liv. You'd almost loosen the double sheepshank.
Are you patronising me? You remember where the TARDIS is?
Across from these huts. Third totem from the right. Now, when I say run...
Coast clear. Let's do it!
Liv!
Welcome, Miss...
Kiani, graduate student at the Academy.
A fine institution.
I wasn't sure how to address you. Is it Archivist? Cardinal?
I am known simply as the Eleven.
It says in the records you're Arcalian. Your first incarnation came from the House of...
The One.
Sorry?
I was the One. Now, I am the Eleven.
Of course, that's fine.
Why are you here if you're simply reading from the records?
Please... Don't misunderstand. I appreciate you agreeing to see me.
If you don't mind, I have some questions.
But of course, I'd be delighted to answer. This is for your thesis, I understand. I had a quintuple first, you know. Across a variety of disciplines.
My speciality is Gallifreyan criminology.
Watch him. He's toying with her.
You have ambitions in our legal system. An inquisitor, perhaps?
I don't know about that. Perhaps something a little more hands-on.
It's always good to see ambition in the young.
That smile. Be careful when he bares his teeth. Worse than a tiger, remember?
I couldn't help noticing, just then.
Yes?
Another personality emerged. Was that 7, 10?
That was the 10. I take it you've come to me because of my particular affliction.
A form of regenerative dissonance. It's a very unusual condition.
Is that what you're seeking? An excuse? A reason for my criminal activities?
Perhaps there's some underlying trauma that can cause a sociopathic state to
Or
become...
perhaps I would have done all the things I've done anyway. Eviscerated armies. Incinerated worlds.
The massacre on Beltram 9, for instance. Was that provoked by...
The screams of 10,000 souls dying in agony. I wanted to know how it sounded. Next question.
Perhaps if I could speak to others. The One, perhaps, or the Eight. I understand he had a very...
Roll up! See the freak show!
Pardon?
My other selves are concerned. Is that how you see us?
I'm sorry?
An exhibit, an amusement, to be prodded for the edification and education of Callow Academy trainees.
No, I...
Do not fear me, Miss Kearney.
I can't stop them. I can't do anything to...
Be silent.
Was that the Eight? He was the aberration, the break from personality. It's an interesting concept. How far does a Time Lord have a single overriding ego? How much does regeneration change
Not
the...
a freak, then. Merely an interesting concept. That's what I am.
Sounds like they've just realised there are two less for dinner. Where's the TARDIS?
Well, maybe it was the fifth totem along. You've seen one pre-technological Lepidosaur carving, you've seen them all.
Over there, the bamboo's flattened. By us, remember? That's the way we came.
Well spotted, Liv. I can see why I bring you along.
This way!
I didn't mean to cause any offence.
If you don't mean to do something, isn't the simplest course of action not to do it?
She's losing him, he's getting bored. Take a guard detail. Yellow alert. I want you on standby outside the cell.
Sir.
I'll keep an eye on the monitor. The prisoner's life signs. Heart's rate increasing.
I have the utmost respect for you. I'd go so far as to say it's an honor to be allowed in the same room.
Don't do that.
What?
Fawn, grovel, dissemble. Don't do that.
But I...
What happened? The monitor feed is gone.
The
system's restarting. Don't just stand there, man. We need to know what's going on in there.
Follow me.
Is Kiani?
So, is she?
No, she's alive. But that's impossible. Where is he?
Before we arrived, no one opened this door.
No, sir. Not since Kiani entered.
They're gonna have our eyes for this.
Call the capital, inform Cardinal Padrak. The Eleven is gone. Dave, they're coming! Deep.
Already on it!
That was close. Inside, quick!
Oh, your point might work.
Don't worry, old girl. We won't hang around.
Why did you just call me?
Not you, the TARDIS. She's feeling a little delicate. Liv, did you touch it?
No. I wouldn't know where to start. Are we moving?
It seems we are.
You didn't set any coordinates.
No, I didn't. No, I can't. The TARDIS has been summoned by an outside agency.
I'm guessing wherever we're heading, it's more mortal peril.
Well, actually, looking at our flight plan, you may very well get sedate after all.
There's no need to be heavy-handed, Coordinator.
Where the Doctor is concerned, Cardinal Padrak, my predecessors have learned one cannot be too careful.
The Celestial Intervention Agency did not recommend this course of action. I did.
Any situation that concerns the Doctor automatically falls under the remit of the agency.
Lady Farina, please leave this to me.
Your home planet.
Gallifrey. They're a bit boring, but just smile and nod.
It usually starts with them all pointing guns at me and goes downhill from there. Oh, hello, Padrak.
Doctor.
You weren't kidding about the guns.
Chancery Guard, at ease.
Cardinal, is that wise?
Liv, meet Cardinal Padraktuloma III. Padrak to his friends, and Paddy to his teammates on the Academy's zero-grab hyperball team.
It's a long time since the Academy, Doctor.
You didn't tell me you were sporty at college.
He wasn't, but he did come up with some interesting ways of keeping the ball stuck to our rackets.
Cheating! Why doesn't that surprise me?
Who's this?
Lady Farina, Coordinator of the Celestial Intervention Agency.
Dirty tricks and spies. Hello, Coordinator. You do get through them, don't you?
We've no time for Academy reminiscences. Cardinal Padrak summoned you for a reason.
It's the Eleven. You're the closest thing we have to an expert.
The Eleven?
The Eleven.
At the risk of seeming out of the loop, what's the Eleven?
It's not a what, it's a he. The Eleven is a dangerous Time Lord criminal. I was instrumental in bringing him to justice a lifetime ago.
You mean Hat and Umbrella lifetime?
That's the one. So what's the trouble, Padrak? He was put into long-term stasis when I caught him and brought him home.
That's the problem. He isn't there any longer.
What?
I'm afraid the Eleven has escaped.
You two check the external gates. Make sure they're sealed.
Sir?
We don't want him getting into the Outlands, if he hasn't already. The rest of you, increase capital security. With me!
Run, 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 Castellan. You and all your men. Like kicking an ant's nest.
Exit 49, secure.
49, confirmed.
What happened to the lights?
No one uses these tunnels anymore. We'll put maintenance on it when we get back.
Sometimes they work if you reset the sensor.
Have you heard of it?
The Eleven? Yeah, I've heard stories. Creepy old...
You what?
Now I have a staser. And another one for luck.
This is all we have. A recording from the security feed. It cuts out here when the Eleven gets agitated.
And starts again when the Castellan and his men enter the cell and the Eleven has already gone.
All this surveillance tech. How can anyone vanish into thin air?
Do we need your assistant here, Doctor?
Assistant?
Miss Trenka, there are gardens and fountains across the capital which I understand lesser species find most distracting.
Liv stays with me. Take a look at the screen, Liv.
Oh, right. Human, is she?
I am here, you know. You can't ask me. Yes, I am.
You are welcome. Any friend of the Doctor's...
is worth keeping an eye on. Castellan, report.
We're locking down the capital. But if he's already outside, we've no hope of finding him.
This Eleven,
Is he tall and thin? Sandy hair, cheekbones, grey jumpsuit.
Yes.
Who is this? She's with me, Liv. What is it?
Well, am I being really stupid? But I don't see what your problem is. He's right there.
What?
Castellan, is it?
Yes.
Look at the screen. He's standing there. He's right next to you. Then when you and your guards leave, carrying that girl, he walks out right behind you.
What are you talking about?
Eye filter.
Doctor?
Child's play. The last thing he said to me all those years ago, getting out of here would be child's play.
What's an eye filter?
A children's game, used to hide from tutors and guardians.
A biochip. Like this. Pop it onto your tongue, concentrate your mind, and you can drop out of sight.
It's similar to a TARDIS perception field. It makes others not notice.
It makes you invisible.
Not exactly. Usually it's more of a flickering temporary effect. Enough to duck under a desk or skive off games.
To maintain a sustained level of invisibility would require a huge amount of concentration, almost mesmeric influence.
Like the 10?
Of course.
So how come I can see him?
You're human. Eye filters only tune into Gallifreyan optic receptors.
I've plugged a filter chip into the feed. Now we can see. By Omega. She's right!
Good job we have these lesser species around. Their eye for detail sees things we miss.
Where did he get it?
The 11 was searched before we took him out of stasis. I did it myself.
What about the student, this Kiani? I read her paper just now.
While you were watching the feed?
Multitasking. You say I'm your expert on the 11, Padrek? I'd say you already have one. In maximum security, cell 5, gamma 9.
Why am I being held here? Won't someone tell me? How long are you going to keep me locked up?
The prisoner will step away from the door.
Miss Kiani.
Hello, now don't be afraid. We're hoping you can help.
Not my usual opening gambit for interrogations.
Where's Cardinal Padrek?
He's at the Academy conducting a search of your quarters.
With my friend's help. She's good at spotting things. Better than the professionals sometimes.
Do you mind, Doctor? You're simply here to observe.
Doctor? You're the Doctor?
You've heard of me.
You're surprised? She's a student of the Gallifreyan criminal mind, after all.
Don't let Farina intimidate you. Interrogation is rather a strong word. I just want to ask some questions.
I am asking the questions.
Been practicing, have you?
But why? Am I suspected of something?
Oh, nothing much. Just aiding and abetting the escape of Gallifrey's most dangerous convict.
The 11. He's escaped. And you think I... No,
it's
no!
It's circumstantial. You might be able to help us catch him.
Absolutely. What do you want to know?
Enough, Doctor. I want to know why you broke out the 11. What have you both got planned?
What are you doing, you fool? Charging around, shooting people?
I have a plan. Kill them! Kill them all!
No, be quiet!
Why not?
Silence! I got us out. Give me one good reason why you shouldn't all sit back and allow me to get on with things. Go on, any of you!
Well, I think...
Not you.
Who's there?
I do this my way. We are so very close.
Answer me! Whoever you are, don't move. I'm armed. He's in the capital.
You see? This one's a captain. I need this and this.
This way, Miss Chenka. The doctor tells me you're a doctor too.
Medtech, yes. Call me Liv.
It's always intriguing, the company he chooses to keep.
Sounds like you've known him a long time.
It's funny. At the Academy, our paths crossed only occasionally, but I followed his career with interest.
He's had quite a time of it lately. It's not been easy.
I'd heard. But you and he, you're enjoying his tour of the universe?
Oh, yes. I couldn't ask for a better guide.
I was always the more adventurous one. I thought it'd be the other way around. But he's out there exploring while I remain here playing politics.
He said something about getting bored.
His departure was a little more urgent than that. Here we are. Kiani's Hall of Residence. Follow me, Liv.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. There's nothing more I can tell you.
We're clearly getting nowhere. Miss Kiani here is a victim in all this.
So she'd have you believe. Oh, Doctor, are you so easily gulled by the wide-eyed innocence of youth?
I like to think the best of people until proven wrong. You should try it sometime, but then you'd have to quit the CIA.
One more time, Kiani. What is the last thing you claim to remember?
I've told you, I don't know anything. He stood up, lunged at me across the table.
He was secured to his chair.
No, he wasn't.
And you were immediately and conveniently rendered unconscious?
Yes.
Nerve stun. The 10 could have done it, but why stop there? The 6 would have killed her, so would the 3.
Or she could be lying about the attack. Removed his restraints herself.
What with?
You've made a study of prison security procedures.
In fact, the 11 himself would rather have killed her than not. You had a lucky escape.
Doctor, you're missing the point. Why wouldn't he kill her? Because she's his accomplice.
No, Farina, the only reason he left her alive is so we would do this, waste our time on this pointless interrogation, while he gets closer to his objective, whatever that may be.
And here we are. Oh, quite ingenious, I admit. Of course, you only know the High Council security protocols because I do. I told you I had a plan.
Admirably executed, worthy of one of mine, though you haven't the intellectual rigor to conceive of it on your own.
You, 4. Do not forget, I calculated the precise requirements.
No! I did this. The 11.
A guard captain's biodata and security pass, linked to a High Council seal. I knew those items would grant us a head start picking the lock on the presidential suite. But I broke the lock. That's my expertise.
Silence! We are here inside the office. That is what matters.
Well, since the president isn't using it... Rassilon's throne. Now admit it. Aren't we all feeling quite at home?
So what exactly does a political career on this planet involve? I'm guessing ransacking students' rooms isn't the day-to-day.
No, I've worked my way into a position of responsibility without the public face. The highest authorities know they can rely on me to fix things. It can be a little hands-on.
The highest authorities being...
I'm effectively deputising for our president. In all but name.
The president's not around?
Not currently, no. In these times, Gallifrey must venture outside itself to forge alliances with alien powers. A leader best makes those commitments in person.
I saw, outside, in the academy. There are aliens studying here.
Reforms of an earlier regime. In her first term of office, President Romana Veratralunda made many sweeping changes. She brought Gallifrey into a new age.
I can't imagine that was welcomed by all sides.
She was like you, you know. Romana?
What? Human?
No, Rassilon Fafend. She travelled with the doctor.
It certainly opens your eyes to the universe. If his friends end up being president, I suppose the doctor still has an influence here after all.
Oh, the doctor is always tied to Gallifrey, however much he rails against it. You can't forget where you come from. Other travelling companions have become warriors, leaders, defenders of worlds.
I get it. I'm the latest in a long line of fellow tourists. How many, I wonder? Where are they all now?
I'm surprised he never checks up. Ah. Yes, it seems the evidence is no longer simply circumstantial.
What's that? Ah. More of those biochips?
A lot more.
Oh, come on, Farina. We should be getting out of this cell and back up to the Capitol.
I have not yet finished with the prisoner.
Then bring her with us.
I've no objection.
Unfortunately for you, Kiani, our legal system doesn't rely on the whims of a proven renegade. However closely the current regime might clasp him to their bosom, I'm surprised you didn't pick up on that in your studies.
And I'm surprised you haven't picked up on the fact that we're getting nowhere while the 11 is on the loose.
Listen to me, Doctor. I'm leading this investigation and... data message. I need to take this.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm glad someone believes me.
Look, despite what Farina thinks, it's not just a question of belief. The evidence doesn't stack up.
You're talking about the evidence? Look at this.
It's from Padrak and Liv.
He's found more proof. Eye filters. I think that's rather damning, don't you?
Please tell me Gallifrey's security isn't in the hands of such an easily led nincompoop. Evidence like that can be planted.
So there's some huge conspiracy now, is there?
It wouldn't be the first time. I've even come up with a motive. What better way to discredit the progressive regime than allow the escape of a criminal who would otherwise have been disintegrated years ago?
What?
The CIA have done worse before, much worse.
You're accusing me?
If the skullcap fits.
This is an outrage! I'll have your symbiotic nuclei for this.
I'm just saying we shouldn't jump to the obvious conclusions.
Can't you concentrate on finding the 11 first? Then I'll have a hope of proving I had nothing to do with his escape.
Whatever he's up to, you can bet he'll be keeping well out of sight.
What's that? More evidence?
No, it's the public register video. Somebody's overriding all communications with an emergency broadcast.
Citizens of the capital.
It seems I spoke too soon.
The 11.
All chapters, all ranks, all Time Lords of Gallifrey.
Your attention, please. I repeat, your urgent attention is required. In the absence of our esteemed president, I am invoking the in absentia in chaotica protocol. For those who are not aware of its significance, this most ancient and pragmatic of orders can be enacted when a state of emergency is declared with the incumbent president off-world.
Dating back to the tenure of Pandak II, or Pandak the Wanderer, it allows for the ranking official best placed to take command to be installed without ceremony and with complete autonomy as acting president. And what better place than inside the president's office itself?
And so it falls to me, the 11, to reluctantly take on this burden.
He's not serious, is he?
It's a violation. An absolute violation.
As many of you are aware, prior to my first regeneration, I was invested onto the High Council for a short period. Therefore, by the power of the One, I declare myself fit for office.
The 11 was on your High Council. What idiot let that happen?
This idiot.
What?
You must understand, this was before he'd shown any signs of criminal tendencies. Back then, before he'd even called himself The One, he was an archivist, a harmless bureaucrat.
Well, he's certainly scaled up his ambition since then.
Several council members were otherwise engaged when a few minor decrees needed voting through. Inheritance laws, temporal taxation bills. We had to make up the numbers for a few days. A formality, nothing more.
What, a formality that gives him the keys to the kingdom?
It's ridiculous. The Chaotica Protocol can only be engaged if there is a state of crisis.
Well, apart from throwing everyone into a state of confusion, there doesn't seem to be a state of emergency. What's that noise?
Can't be. Liv, run!
Rest assured, I shall endeavor to do my best to serve Gallifrey and all her interests. We must not neglect the home front.
It's an act. A performance.
It's unconstitutional. There is no state of emergency. There's no crisis. He's made his first mistake. Now we know exactly where he is, and we can...
What in Arcadia was that?
I'm afraid the situation is dire indeed. I am receiving reports of an attack on the Academy. Time grenades are materializing throughout its halls.
What?
And now, the capital itself... Penitentiary levels. I'm informed that local power stations are targeted, cutting supplies in prison levels.
I've lost all communications.
The power, the lights!
Emergency lighting's coming on. The reserves will cut in. Even if the power's failed locally, the outer gates are on the main grid.
He knows where we are. He knew exactly what we'd do.
Doctor, if the internal power has already cut out...
I know. Tell me, which prisoners are held on this wing?
Level 5. Off-worlders awaiting trial. I think I heard the most recent detainees were the...
The Kabali. A cybernetically enhanced pseudopod race. Piracy, genocide, hijack of time vessels.
Army of psychopathic robot slugs. Marvellous. Who else, Kiani?
I'm not sure. Xenocriminology isn't really my field.
Niv Debner and his temporal marauders.
Good company.
The soul bleeders of Grix.
Soul bleeder? Is that a metaphorical term?
No.
All right, we can get out. That's good, isn't it?
Think about it, Miss Karen. It's not just us. All the cells are open.
What are those things?
Time grenades, designed to infiltrate secure targets. Place them in the past, and they can materialize and detonate whenever you choose.
Your own technology?
Used against us. I've a feeling this isn't the only surprise the 11 has in store.
Terrifying. Alien!
Stay stay behind the door. No point killing ourselves if we're just late.
The Chancellery Guard won't enter a riot situation. Not unless the acting president orders them.
We can't hide in here forever.
Right, very soon they're going to realize there are Time Lords locked in here too.
Our cell was one of the last to open. They've been at it a while.
That's not that far to the outer exit. End of the walkway and left.
Don't be ridiculous. It's still locked, or else they'd be out already. I've got one Staser pistol.
And I have my sonic screwdriver.
We'll need more than that to get through the gates before they rip us to pieces.
And let's hope they're having too much fun knocking lumps off each other to notice us. Ready?
We're making a break for it. We're going to try and unlock an ultra-level security gate in the middle of a prison riot.
Hold on 1 minute, Doctor.
That's 1 minute we don't have. Lady Farina, Miss Kiani. Run!
Liv, are you all right?
Yes. We almost made it out.
An attack on the Academy? The students? It's unthinkable. What will the President say?
Never mind the President. It's up to you, Padraig, to fix this.
Right. Come on.
Good, I've released one of the locks, but the codes keep changing on the other five. Even random sequences form patterns eventually, but it'll take days to work them out.
I told you it'd be useless.
Now what's the point in being head of the CIA if you don't know the secret codes?
I know some of the secret codes. The presidential files, the transduction barriers, everything in the Omega Vault. Besides, the ultralock systems haven't been changed since President Flavia's time. It's a question of priorities.
The Capital Prison's not a priority.
I have people for whom it is.
Well, can't you call one of them?
It may have escaped your notice, Miss Kiani, but we're inside the maximum security wing.
It's no good!
They're coming. They've seen us.
Then I no longer have any choice.
I hope that's set to stun.
Of course, the power pack lasts a little longer that way.
We've certainly got their attention now. Visiting time is well and truly over.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Chaos. I told you I would succeed. All of you. The pieces shift into place. Every move anticipated. Every strategy accounted for. We're doing rather well, old sport. Thank you for your contribution. We can all work together if we try, but hush. Now, let me enjoy the chaos for a moment. Chaos, death, destruction. Enough. We have much more to achieve. Yes, you are right, of course. 10. You especially have been most useful. Your willpower stabilized the eye filter. So, now we have access to all the President's private routes. We can move to the next phase. The Academy record rooms. We need the list of the ancient artifacts and their locations in the vault. Then we can take them. Steal them all. No, I will not have you jeopardize everything for the sake of your greed, Nine.
What about me? What about what I want?
You are nothing, Eight. Nothing. Maybe we won't help. Maybe we won't do it anymore for stupid, selfish 11. You as well, Three. Quiet, all of you. I must maintain control. You're slipping. This wouldn't happen if you let me take charge. Do not tell me what to do. All of you, silence! Now, as I was saying, the next phase to open the correct door, I need a code, a lock, a tune.
They're not stopping. That pile of bodies won't hold them for long. What are you doing down there, Doctor? Those floor plates have titanium rivets.
I've more chance of finding a loose bolt than guessing those locking codes. I'm open to any other suggestions.
Of course. You said Flavia, I know, of course, I know! The encryption sequence implemented during Flavia's time.
You might have a handle on the randomization pattern?
Yes! It was based on Gilgamesh's ratio, the coefficient of time distortion in an engine phased to counteract a black hole.
Yes, yes!
I thought my research would be out of date.
You remind me of a friend of mine, Miss Kiani. She was a star pupil at the Academy too. You'll come to learn it takes a long time to change anything on Gallifrey.
I'll have someone's head for this.
Even if it means we get out of here alive. There's an iron in that somewhere. Ah! Got it!
Go on, quickly now.
Close it behind us. Now, Doctor.
Really? Well, I thought I'd let the inmates stretch their legs.
Do you have to be so facetious?
Something you bring out in me.
We'll never get through that lot.
You're right. It'll take too long. We need to get back to the heart of things. Find the Castellan, the Doctor and Lady Farina.
People are hurt. They need help to get out.
I'll let the emergency services take care of them. Besides, I'm not sure those walkways will take any more.
You're going back inside the Academy?
As is often the way on Gallifrey, one must sometimes venture deeper within to find another way out.
Where now? The capital's in chaos. No one knows what's going on.
Be quiet, Kiani. You should be under guard. You're still a prime suspect.
I've never heard "thank you for saving our lives" phrased quite like that before.
She saved her own skin too. She didn't have a choice.
No, but you do. And I'm asking you to trust me.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Well, Farina?
Why isn't the Castellan answering my call?
Look at the public register. The explosions at the Academy.
No, Liv.
Where's the Chancellery Guard?
Good question.
Is everywhere under attack?
No. Apart from the panic on the streets, there's been no further incident. The Eleven's gone very quiet all of a sudden. He's achieved what he wanted for now.
We know where he is, or was. The presidential suite. I just need some backup. Where's the Castellan?
This still fits my initial prognosis, you know.
You mean your CIA conspiracy theory?
Now listen to me, Doctor. I was a supporter of Romana's alien reforms at the time. You can ask your friend. Ask Cardinal Padrak.
I intend to. But first of all, let's find the Castellan. Chancellery guardroom is this way. Keep up, Miss Kiani!
Help me with these shelves, Liv.
Why? Hasn't someone already done a thorough job of wrecking the Academy without you pulling the library to bits as well?
Here it is.
I see. Secret tunnel hidden in a library. Makes sense.
We used to use it to sneak past the Academy warders.
You and the Doctor?
Among others. I wanted to fly skimmers over the Outland Dunes. The Doctor and his friends used to carry out unauthorized science projects, shall we say. They were an odd collection.
I think I've met one or two of them.
Come on. If I remember, there's a route back to the capital along here.
How long's he been like this?
The guards say he was found in this state shortly after the high security prison population was released.
He did it from here. The power, the locks.
Our own head of security, working against us. The Eleven must have got to him.
And the question is, when?
The Castellan let the Eleven escape. He must have. I told you it wasn't me. Now do you believe me?
How was he compromised? Did he blackmail him? Threaten him in some way?
I don't think it's as simple as that. Castellan, look at me. Farina, hand me that data key on the chain.
Here, but what...
Look at the light. Castellan. Watch it. Swing. Back and forth. Back and forth.
You're hypnotizing him.
He's already been hypnotized. That's the problem. Now listen to my voice. I'm going to count backwards from 11.
Dark, isn't it?
Don't worry.
Wait.
Your human senses again.
I thought I heard someone following. No, it's nothing. There's no one there. All right, which way was it again? Padrak, which way?
I wouldn't move anyway at all if I were you, little human.
Oh, no.
Or else the Cardinal is likely to go to pieces. Quite literally.
Pieces?
Why are we doing this?
Let me go! Now! Silence!
And I'll take the human too, the Doctor's little pet.
As soon as I've dismembered the Cardinal.
Don't do this, please!
Stop it! I am in command here!
I don't even need to distract you, do I? Let him go! Run while you can.
But live.
We'll keep you alive as a hostage.
I'll get the Doctor. Don't worry.
Go!
Padrak, please, you can help us.
Be quiet, Eight. You always spoil things. We have the girl now. The Doctor's girl.
Liv? Is that the human's name? I wonder.
Will you live? Live.
And sleep. Now we know. It was planned long ago, even before the Eleven was imprisoned.
How can that be possible?
The Castellan's instructions were implanted back when he was a mere ensign. I don't think he'd even made captain of the guard when I was last here.
So there is a conspiracy involving someone with foreknowledge of Gallifrey's future.
Someone willing to play fast and loose with the laws of time.
What about the Eleven? One of his other selves could have done it. Doctor, he could be anywhere doing anything.
You're right. We can't lose sight of what's important. Coordinator Farina, I want you to place Miss Chiani in my custody.
I don't care what you do. I will be entering the President's office and I will be using my own CIA operatives. Agents Dieter and Lander, meet me in the briefing room.
No, Farina, we need to pursue our own line of inquiry. We need to stop looking only where the Eleven wants us to look.
I'm happy to help, Doctor. No one knows more about the Eleven than me.
Play your detective games, you two. I'm going to save Gallifrey.
Farina, it would be better if we worked together.
She's gone. So what now?
First of all, activate those security scanners inside the Academy, the Capitol, everywhere. Look for human life signs. I want to know what's happened to Liv.
In! Get in!
An education. Getting dragged around on the end of this chain. Yeah, I thought I'd met all the insane Time Lords, but you... Well, you're something else.
Quiet, human. The Eleven needs you, but we don't need your tongue.
Nice. Real class act, that one. Number 6, wasn't it?
Very observant for a lesser species.
Padraic got away. He's a friend of the Doctor, isn't he?
Already told you to shut up, 8! All of you, be silent!
You just keep popping up. How'd you get anything done? The Doctor's got you rattled, hasn't he?
We told you once, human. We won't warn you again.
6, back in your box. Pay no heed to him, my dear. We're civilized, don't you know?
Don't trust them, any of them. First chance you get, Liv. Run!
Ignore 8. Run, and you will be dissected.
I said silence!
Are you in control now? Have you got a grip on your insanity?
I am the Eleven. You know what this place is. The retreat of the Lord President of Gallifrey. The most powerful office in all of time and space. We have access to everything from here. Clandestine passages to the secret places of the capital. Weapons the like of which you could never imagine.
I've met Daleks. Even they weren't as mad as you.
Daleks? The Time Lords have devices that can tear a living mind from its brain thought by thought. We can rip whole worlds from the web of time, or excise a single soul, and the universe won't remember either one ever existed. We do all this while allowing the rest of the cosmos to believe we are the very font of civilization, of order. Ha!
I get it. You're very, very powerful. And that means you can be very, very cruel. But it's a choice.
It is. The presidential sash I wear is a cellular manipulator at a genetic level. I could choose to use it to strip the DNA strands from every cell in your body. Humans are so easily broken. Not like us. No potential for renewal. Would you like me to do that?
No. I know what my life is worth. I've earned it. I want to keep it.
Oh, such defiance. I could do it. Some of my other selves would have done so already. That's what death is to me, you see. Another choice. Who will be next? Who am I now?
I don't know.
Pardon?
I said, I don't know!
Defiant, but scared. Good. That means you're paying attention.
What's that?
That, frightened little human, is the CIA.
Distraction piled on distraction. Chaos everywhere.
That's what he does. It might not even be intentional.
It's how I caught him before. One kink too many in his plans. Something he'd forgotten he'd done. Or something one of his other selves forgot to do. He can't help himself.
All the personalities have their own agenda. But there will be one overriding goal, something they all have in common.
So what's that? I don't believe he wants to be president any more than I do.
No, but that's the first thing he did.
So what does it get you? Nice robes, a lead-lined office, a sash?
Doctor, look who's outside.
Padraic.
Doctor. Miss Chiani.
Cardinal, what happened to you?
I'm sorry. I couldn't stop him. The Eleven took your friend.
Liv.
They're almost through.
Our lock burners can breach even presidential security. When we enter, you will surrender.
You're not going to run? Scurry off down another of your secret passages?
Why would I? The coordinator has been kind enough to bring everything I require here to me.
Agent Lander, activate the TG field. Eleven, step away from the human.
Of course. She can't move in any case. I tied her to Rassilon's throne.
Agent Dieter, bring in the mind probe.
See what I mean?
Don't bother firing, Eleven. I've enforced a state of temporal grace. Your weapons won't work in here.
You forget. I am president. I don't need weapons. With the correct biodata, I can simply use the sash to neutralize each one of you. It's as if I knew exactly who would be coming.
No.
Agents Dieter, Landa, and Shimona. And of course, Coordinator Farina.
What have you done to them?
Biodata locks. Targeted on individual Time Lords. They are frozen. Slaves to my will. Let's switch off that temporal grace of yours. Now, I have many choices. I can use a biodata disseminator. Or a simple staser. Or, in the case of Lady Farina here, I can wake her up. Once I have attached the mind probe, and...
No, no! Get this thing off me! What are you doing to her?
I told you they'd bring everything I needed. Everything contained in this brain, along with the means to extract it.
No! No!
He sealed the presidential office again right after Farina broke inside. This disruptor cannon will get us in.
So now he's got her as well as Liv.
Maybe you were right. Maybe Farina was working with him all along.
Get these doors open, we can find out.
Captain, on my command. Fire!
Oh, you're enjoying this. Dragging me around like some kind of pet.
Do you think I want you slowing me down? You are necessary. For now.
I get it. Insurance. Where's this?
The Omega Vault. All of Gallifrey's most secret and potent treasures. Mine for the taking. Come along. Don't make me tighten your leash.
A robbery? Is that what this was all about? All those deaths? All that chaos?
That was an unexpected bonus. One should always take pleasure in one's work. Alcove 5 Delta 79.
Just for some exhibit, some lump of metal.
Security measures disabled. Thank you, Coordinator Farina. Would you like to do the honors, human?
I'm not lifting a finger to help you.
Suit yourself.
Me, I want to smash it. It's mine. Oh, mine.
Some decorum, please, old sport. Let Nine have his moment. Now, it is ours. At last. The Regeneration Codex.
Farina!
I guess that answers the question of whether she was working with him.
She won't be answering any questions ever again.
Life signs minimal, but her mind, it's been burnt out.
He's taken everything she knew.
That's what he wanted all along.
And the mind probe gave it to him.
A barbaric piece of technology. I'd have hoped we'd be beyond its use by now. Maybe if we had been, poor Farina wouldn't have ended up... Yet! I've had enough.
Doctor?
I've had enough being 3 steps behind. This is what he wanted, Farina, in this room, with the mind probe. I was right. It wasn't the office of the president he was interested in. It was a presidential office!
Doctor, have you taken leave of...
I've taken leave of nothing, Padraig. But the Eleven has left this room many times, using the ancient clandestine passages, the network of secret tunnels that every successive president constructed, all leading here.
So from here, you can reach anywhere. This is why he needed this location all along.
Doctor!
We need to get ahead of the game for once. We need to know what he wants. Which particular secret is he after?
The Eye of Harmony. Control of Gallifrey. He's got the sash.
He smashed the Urn of Rassilon. He's got the rod as well.
No, Doctor! It's obvious!
Miss Kiani?
Whatever else he's been doing here, his ultimate aim, it will be to escape.
Do you really think so, with all this power to hand?
It's what you did, Doctor. He's not interested in standing still in many ways. He's just like you.
He is nothing like...
Hear me out. His first incarnation, an archivist, a scholar, he knows your story. He's looked into it before. He's always been fascinated by it.
What does it mean?
He'll do what you did. He'll steal a TARDIS.
Come along. Don't struggle. Almost there.
It's usually best to do as we say.
Where are you taking me this time? These capsules.
TARDISes. In for repair. Ha! It's the same bay. The same place.
You want to get away.
He wants to.
Doctor.
Whether he will is another question entirely.
No.
No! I knew we wouldn't get away with it. I surrender. Take me back to my cell.
Shut up, Eight! Oh, dear. Oh, no. He's done it again, hasn't he? Be silent, all of you!
So, we've met Grumpy, Dopey, and Bashful. I'm still waiting for Sneezy to turn up.
Too long! Mock me, Doctor!
It's over, Eleven. We have you surrounded.
Wait! Liv's his hostage. Don't shoot.
I will take this human! And I will take a TARDIS. You will not stop me. I know how the Doctor feels about his companions.
No.
Miss Kiani, leave this to me.
No, Doctor. I'm the expert, remember? You know that too, Eleven. I'm better companion material than she is.
Don't do this, young lady.
Why take a human when you could take a Gallifreyan? A genius Gallifreyan?
Yes. That does appeal. Someone who appreciates the scale of my intellect. The intricacy of my game plan.
Let her go. That's it. Give me the chain.
Kiani, be
careful. I can't let you.
Do it. The Doctor needs you. The Eleven doesn't. He'll kill you right here if you test his patience. I know what I'm doing.
Go, human. Before I change my mind.
Liv, it's all right.
No, it's not. Get her back.
That's a start, Eleven. You're not without mercy, we've all seen that. Now, Kiani.
No, Doctor, this is my agreement. I won't betray his trust.
Padraig, have your men lower their weapons.
Doctor?
Do it.
Do as he says.
We can all walk away from this. Listen to her. Miss Kiani is intelligent, brave.
You defer to her. Allow me to live.
It's not about killing you, Eleven. I just want you stopped.
We can leave together. Or we can stay. Either way, I can help you.
A TARDIS of my own. You took yours from here, didn't you, Doctor? A Type 40.
She served me well. But you don't have to run. Not if we can offer you help.
He's got the presidential seal. He can bypass the transduction barriers.
That's right. I can ensure the codes are correctly installed. Or I can lead you back to the Panopticon. The choice is yours.
Listen to her. I trust Miss Kiani to do the right thing.
Indeed. The choice is mine. I could use your assistance, girl. Or I could kill you. Get back! Biodata dissemination is rather explosive.
Doctor, I'm
so... No!
The sash was a genetic manipulator, he said. Targeted to specific DNA. That means...
He knew. He knew Kiani would be here at the end. He used that biodata weapon just to make a point.
Doctor!
Quiet, Cardinal! Just quiet.
The Eleven's TARDIS trail was hidden. There's no way of tracing it.
That's only to be expected. No matter. I've started with less.
There is one clue. A temporal anomaly that appeared at the very instant of his departure.
It's a bit of a leap. You people must be tracking thousands of events like that. Millions. I've seen time shifts. I've seen history change.
No, this was precise. Down to the nanosecond.
There are no coincidences. Any information on the thing he took, this...
Regeneration codex.
No, its purpose is shrouded in mystery. like so many of Gallifrey's ancient artifacts.
Unmystify it.
The Eleven clearly knows what it does. He took it for a reason.
I'm trying to locate my chief archivist. When the chaos began, many fled the capital.
Time Lords saving their own skins. Who'd have thought it?
I'll find her, and we'll set our best people onto the task of investigating this codex. I'll inform the President, too.
You're not hanging around for official orders, are you, Doctor?
No, I'm not.
So where was this anomaly?
Earth. The 1960s.
He's even more like me than Kiani knew.
We'll do this for her, Doctor. For her and for Lady Farina. And all the other victims.
No, Padraic, I'm doing this for me now.
Doctor?
You know Liv, for the one with the hat and umbrella. Because he won't let me live with myself, knowing the Eleven is out there and I let him slip through my fingers.
It's not your fault. You can't feel guilty.
Tell that to my other selves. They're all in here, somewhere.
I saw what that monster was like. Some people are just broken.
I know, but it's my responsibility to clear up the mess.
Thank you, Doctor. Needless to say, you have our full support.
I just need Liv. Liv, I won't lie to you. It'll be dangerous. You've seen what the Eleven can do. I'd understand if you wanted to stay.
No, you were right. It's a little too sedate for me here. I'm with you, every time.
I took on this job a long time ago. It's time I finished it. Come on, Liv. We've got a maniac to catch.